Radio.
There's a story going around, and stories that go around, you never know whether they're true or not, about a man who once walked onto the beach for a morning stroll, only to find thousands upon thousands of starfish stranded in the sand. Looking around, he was overwhelmed by the sight of all those starfish. And he thought to himself, what can I do to save all these little creatures? But then he saw another man picking up a starfish one by one and throwing them back into the water. The man said, what are you doing? You can't help all these starfish. There's hundreds of thousands of them. And the man turned to him and said, well, I helped that one, didn't I? As he threw another one into the ocean. Well, I think tonight, this afternoon's gospel, Jesus directs our attention to the care and protection of children. But just a quick glance at the statistics might leave us feeling very much like the first man in the story, overwhelmed by the number of starfish. You see, every year approximately 5 million children suffer and die from malnutrition around the world. Another 5.5 million are victims of forced labour and the child sex trade. This year alone, more than 10 million babies will be aborted around the world. And in the United States, as many as 10 million more are exposed to domestic violence every year. All that stuff's overwhelming, isn't it? Still, every single one of these children is precious to Jesus. They are not statistics to him. Their angels are constantly in the presence of God, as Jesus tells us today. We may not be able to turn the global tide, but we can still help. But where do we start? Well, look for a local charity that cares for abused children and see if you can volunteer some time. Donate to a food bank that helps hungry families. Read articles or books about the plight of children around the world and share what you've learnt with your friends and relatives. You may end up starting a new ministry. You could also find an organisation that matches mentors with young people in the community who need support or guidance. And most important, I think, is to pray. To dedicate prayers, maybe one prayer a week, to the needs of children around the world. Right now, make one attainable goal to do something, anything that helps children. Remember that whatever you do for the least of these, you do for Jesus. Lord, never let us forget your little ones. Amen.
Radio.org.au